Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time of the day it is. I hope that you're having a great day. It's your girl Katrina, single mom with depression, hashtag SMWD podcast, coming to you guys today with a brand new episode. I really want to thank my listeners for joining me. As always, you guys are truly appreciated. You know, thank you for spending some time with me today. You just don't know how happy that makes me that you guys are listening and that my podcast is still growing. You know, that is what I appreciate the most. I want to reach as many people as possible. So if you're new to my show, welcome, welcome, welcome. And I hope that you enjoy it. I hope that you go back and listen to some old episodes because I definitely have some jewels, some gems in previous episodes. But today, I think I'm going to keep this one short and sweet because I just really have something really specific on my mind today. And that is timing. You know, everyone's life has a particular timeline. As you guys know, I'm not the same woman that I used to be 20 years ago. I'm not the same woman that I used to be 10 years ago. You know, my life has changed exponentially since when I first, you know, branched out into being an adult, of course. And what I can appreciate the most is that I can look back on my life and the woman that I was when I was 19 and 20 and newly married, I'm definitely not that woman today. But I feel like I needed to go through that so that I can understand, you know, that life has timing. And the woman that I was back then, I couldn't appreciate having a husband. I couldn't appreciate having a provider. I couldn't appreciate having a partner. And I think it was the same for him as well, because we were young and we really didn't know what we were doing. But as you keep living, you gain experience, of course. And I've come to realize that things don't always happen on my time. Because if that was the case, a lot of things would have changed by now. But, you know, it's more of the same, to be honest. And we can't always rush things. You know, it has its own perfect time. And especially if something is for you, it's coming to you. It may not come at the time that you want it, but it'll definitely come when you need it. And just at that moment when you thought you couldn't go any further without having this thing or, you know, this entity in your life, here you are now. You know, I remember at one point in time, I didn't know how I would go on, you know, being a single mother. I didn't think that I could do it because I had always had someone right beside me. You know, I always had this quote unquote support. It may not have been the best support, but I had some type of support, you know, so it was really scary for me to just be single and handle my kids alone and be responsible for every single thing that goes on. That scared me. And I think that's part of the reason why I stayed in my abusive situation, because I was afraid to do it by myself. You know, that some help was better than no help at all. But not knowing that the thing that was holding me back was the very thing that I was holding on to. You know, and at that time, I didn't realize it. Because I felt like sometimes we have to go through things to appreciate what we don't want. You know what I'm saying? I might not know exactly what I want in a person and a partner, but I do have a great idea of what I don't want. I may not think that this job is for me, but at least I know how to see those red flags, or I can understand that it's not for me. And sometimes we don't have that understanding because we're so blindsided by what we want and we want it now. But just because you want it doesn't mean that's what's best for you. And that's the truth. You know, we want a lot of things. But is that truly for you? Is that in your path? Is that on your time? Because you truly have to think about it. You know, everything happens for a reason. And that's something that I truly believe. I know some people may not, but that's something that I truly believe, is that everything happens for a reason. And I know that the woman that I am now wouldn't accept a lot of things that I've accepted in the past. The woman that I am now wouldn't fight as hard for something that I know is not for me. Sometimes we just have to accept it and move on. Because, you know, if things don't align, yeah, you may be compatible. You in this situation, you and this person, you may be compatible, but it may not be your time. You know, you guys may not be on the same time and the same wavelength. You may be on the same page, but are you on the same word, reading at the same speed? You get me? You know what I'm saying? So it may look good on the outside, but when you get down into it, it may not be something that you want or need in your life. So we have to take inventory of the things and the people in our lives. The people we call friends, the people we call family, the people we have as a partner. You know, you have to take inventory of those people, because people are on different wavelengths. They're on different time. And sometimes we outgrow people. We outgrow situations. We outgrow relationships. And that's okay. But it's up to you to be aware of when you outgrow those things. Because sometimes we like to stay in that box. Sometimes we like to hold on to those friendships and relationships just because we have history. But I'm gonna be the first to tell you, history don't pay no bills. You know, history does not give you a peace of mind. History does not get things done. You have to take control of those situations. You know, and I know that it's scary sometimes, especially when it comes to like being alone. But there's power in being alone. Because once you get to know yourself to the best of your ability, you know, and you continuously grow as a person. Like, you don't stay the same. You're not the same person that you was in 2020. You know what I'm saying? You're not the same person that you was in 2021. You have grown. Something has changed. And you just need to take inventory of your life and just realize that not everything is for you. Not every person is for you. Not every relationship is for you. Some people we have to let go. And that's okay. That's the thing about life. People come and go. Situations come and go. Careers, jobs come and go. Everything is honestly disposable, except for our kids. You know, we can't dispose of them. But, you know, people are disposable, unfortunately, and that's just the truth. You know what I'm saying? You're not tied to any individual except the ones that you gave birth to. You don't owe anyone an explanation for why you moved the way that you move. It would be nice to get them an explanation, but at the end of the day, you don't owe them that. You know, you take time for yourself, because when it's for you, it's coming. You know, it may not come like the speed of light. It may be as slow as a turtle or a snail, but it's on its way. And you just have to continue your path, keep doing what you're doing, and stay focused on that end goal. Because if you truly want it, you're attracting it to you. It's just one of those things, you know. Like, I don't like it. Like, I feel like sometimes it's unfair. You know, because I'm a great person and the things that I desire, I don't have them right now. But does that make me any less of a great person? I don't think so. Sometimes it feels like it. You know, sometimes I feel like I'm inadequate and less than. Sometimes I feel like, you know, this thing is never coming for me. Even though I desire it with all my heart, it's not coming for me. Sometimes I feel like it's just not meant for me. But that's not true. It's just not my time. You understand? Because if you truly want something, you want it right. You don't want to half step it. You don't want a piece of it. You want the whole thing. And when everything around you is aligned to give you exactly what you want and need, it's no denying it. You won't have to second guess it. You won't have to question it. You won't have to doubt it. Because you're going to know, this is signed, sealed, delivered. It's mine. And that's just truly the message that I want to share with you guys today. You know, if you want something, it is worth the wait. It's worth the time that you put in. It's worth the effort. Because you deserve it. You know, anything that you deserve is well worth the effort, to be honest. You know, because you are a wonderful person. Like, look at all the things that you do for amazing people. You'll get your flowers. I'm giving you some flowers right now. Because thank you for being here. You know, thank you for putting forth the effort. Thank you for just giving me the opportunity to be in your space. It's coming for you. Just keep believing. Keep doing what you're doing. Because those changes that you're making within yourself, the healing that you're going through, you know, those daily battles that you go through, you just don't want to bring anyone into your space. You don't want to just, you know, give your energy out to any and everybody. You want something that's destined for you. And it's 100% coming for you. So keep at it. You got it. And if you guys need me, you can always hit me up. SingleMomWithDepression, @gmail.com. As well as my Instagram. It's your girl Katrina. ITZYAGIRL. KATRINA. And if you need to, you can always hit me up on my personal Facebook page if you have that. I'm always here for you guys. I truly appreciate you. And you know I do. And if you need it, the Suicide Awareness Lifeline number is 1-800-273-8255. Thank you guys for joining me this week. It was a short and sweet message. You know, nothing too bad. Nothing too emotional. I just want to throw out a little encouragement because I need it for myself, to be honest. A lot of times I make these episodes so I can go back and replay it and motivate my damn self, you know. But thank you guys truly for joining me. I truly appreciate you, and I hope that you're having a great start of the new year. You know, we're 2 weeks in. We got 2 more weeks to go in this month, and I know that you can do it. Just keep being strong. Keep staying focused. I promise you, it gets better. Peace.